AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. An Afghan national has been accused in yesterday's shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members, just blocks away from the White House. The FBI director and Washington's mayor say the Guard members were hospitalized in critical condition. CIA Director John Ratcliffe says the suspect worked with CIA and the U.S. government in Afghanistan before coming to the U.S. Officials also say the 29-year-old entered the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome. This was a Biden administration program to evacuate and resettle Afghans. Here's Jeffrey Carroll, Assistant Chief with the Metropolitan Police Department.
The National Guard members, there were other members that were in the area. They were able to, after some back and forth, able to subdue the individual and bring them into custody. Within moments, members of law enforcement in the area were also able to assist and bring that individual into custody.
President Trump has also said yesterday's attack highlights the dangers of lax migration policies. He also criticized former President Joe Biden's handling of Afghan evacuees and plans to review those who entered under Biden's administration. In Hong Kong, three men have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter in connection with a fire that is still burning. More than 65 people are dead and over 200 missing. Rescuers were pulling residents from the blazing high-rise apartment buildings in Tai Po District, a suburb in the New Territories. A judge dismissed the Georgia election interference case against Trump and others. It was the last effort to punish Trump in court for his attempt to overturn the 2020 election. Pope Leo XIV has landed in Turkey on his first foreign trip. He's fulfilling Pope Francis' plans to mark an important Christian anniversary. The last stop on his trip will be in Lebanon. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Cade Cunningham scored 42 points but missed a tying free throw with 4.4 seconds left, and the Pistons fell one win shy of a franchise record-setting 14th consecutive victory with a 117-114 loss in Boston.
We all wanted to be on that side of history, but it didn't happen.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 40 helped the Thunder overcome 31 from Anthony Edwards in a 113-105 win over the Timberwolves. Women's college hoops, number 4 Texas upset number 3 UCLA 76-65. NHL, Alex Ovechkin's 908th career goal and Connor McMichael's winning goal in the third lifted the Capitals over the Jets 4-3. College football, Colorado State hired UConn's Jim Mora, and MLB, free agent pitcher Dylan Cease and the Blue Jays agreed to a 7-year $210 million contract. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.